Nicolas Sarkozy said he would break from the past when he was elected French president last year. He's making good on his word when it comes to Middle East policy. He is more favorable toward Israel than his predecessor, Jacques Chirac, and willing to invite controversial leaders to France, such as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and Syrian president Bashar al-Assad. Judith Cahen is a Middle East analyst for the French Institute of International Relations in Paris. She says Mr. Sarkozy wants to send a clear message with his visit.
The message is that France is back in the Middle East and with a new policy. And Nicolas Sarkozy wants to say that the former politics of France is now over. Means that the Jacques Chirac policy is obsolete.
Mr. Chirac would have nothing to do with Syria, particularly after the 2005 assassination of his close friend, Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Syria denies any involvement in his killing. And less than a year ago, Mr. Sarkozy said France would break contact with Syria if it did not allow Lebanon to hold free presidential elections. Now Mr. Sarkozy is breaking new ground with a two-day visit to Syria that includes indirect peace talks between Syria and Israel with two other Middle East nations. The United States considers Damascus a sponsor of terrorism, but French analyst Philippe Moreau de Farge says it is impossible today not to include Syria in the Middle East equation.
Today, the Syria geopolitical situation has really changed, you know. It's clear that Syria is considered as one of the key partners to make peace with Israel. At certain time, you must have dinner with the devil, you know. Even if the Syrian regime is a dangerous regime, is a non-democratic regime, it is clear that one of the most reliable partners in the Near East.
Mr. Sarkozy invited his Syrian counterpart to Paris in July as part of a larger summit between European Union countries and Middle Eastern and North African states. There, Syria and Lebanon agreed to establish embassies after years in which Syria was considered the unwanted, behind-the-scenes power in Lebanon. Analyst Cahen believes Mr. Sarkozy's trip this week primarily aims to boost France's role in the Middle East.
Especially now with Russia trying to get back also in the Middle East policy. So I don't know if it's really realistic, but we will know in the next few months.
Mr. Sarkozy has already been criticized at home for hosting Mr. Gaddafi and Mr. Assad. Human Rights Watch has urged the French president to bring up rights violations by Damascus when he is in Syria. But Cahen, for one, believes Mr. Sarkozy's visit is unlikely to generate much controversy here, where French are more concerned about the economy and other issues closer to home. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.